哎呀呀嘿呀嘿呀呀嘿呀嘿呀呀嘿呀嘿，哎呀呀嘿呀嘿呀呀嘿呀嘿呀呀嘿呀嘿。Elder Voices, a window to the past, a door to the future.
Ay, 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 ay.
Miles Fagerstrom from Golovin, and I was born July 28, 1930. The earliest memories I have is the one that really sticks out in my mind is the first day of school, because my sisters had to go to the mission school. The missionary opened a school at the church which the Eskimo kids went to. Well, I was 6 years old, my first day of school, and Mrs. McCarthy was my first teacher, and I really enjoyed going to school. My grandparents and my parents used to live at Ilam. They rode up here, but some of them walked over from other side, Cape Darby, walked over the hill, followed the beach, and came to Golovin, and my grandfather rode around the point and brought the rest of the family here. So all my sisters and brother were raised in Ilam, were born there. I was the one that was born here after they moved over. Daniel Boone, well, our last name really supposed to be Alvechak. And when he went to work for Hammond, that was a mining company in Nome, way back in the 30s. They didn't know how to write Alvechak when they filled out his papers. So the boss told him, "We can't write that, but we'll give you a new name. Your name now will be Daniel Boone." So we stuck with that. Yeah, my maiden name is Boone. I lost my father when I was 15. I really missed him because he chopped wouldn't have us girls. Well, we were all girls at home because my brothers lived with his grandma, my mom's mom. Well, we were just like boys. We couldn't wait because after we get all done packing all the wood in, then we're free. We can go out and go play baseball or football. That's what we played mostly when we were kids. They'd go out on the ice and play football, the older people. Growing up, can't wait to go to camp. In the springtime, my parents used to take me out of the school because I was the youngest one. They would take me and we'd go camping down the coast to where the seals are, where he could go seal hunting, and my mom and I, we'd be fishing tomcods. After that, then we'd move up, and before the salmon come, they'd go up to Flats, the head of the bay, and they would hunt the ducks there, like brant, geese, sprigs. Then us kids, we'd go out looking for seagull eggs or whatever eggs we can find. And we used to have fun up there. Then when we moved back, we went up to the fish camp where we camped the summer till we had enough for the winter, because we had to get enough for dog feed and for our own selves. Now we're not allowed to get too many fish, but it seemed funny though. Long ago we got all we wanted, still the fish came the next year. Then after we camped up there, the bears were right by that time, so we'd go out camping across the bay or up the head of the bay to flats and look for salmon berries. Whenever we go up to the fish camp, we'd go sailing up the river, and then we'd bring the fish down, because we had to go up the river. We can't sail at the mouth or close by, because our camp was right at the mouth of the river. Then we'd go up in the morning when the water's high, go up the river and seine. Then we'd eat up there before we go back to camp. And I remember my mom, they used to tie the fish to a willow, about 15 pinks and about 10 salmon, because the salmon are big. They'd get a long rope and tie the ends of the willows to that rope, then tow them down to the camp. They'd cut them. But we had to go up the river to seine to get the fish. Then after fishing, we'd come back down and then go pick berries. Every season, we'd follow the game wherever they went. Springtime, we'd go seal hunting down the coast. We'd camp there. Summertime, when the berries grow, then we leave again, and when the fish come. Dry fish is my favorite food in Seelaw. I still can't go without them. I just love to eat Eskimo food. We used to get quite a few whale here a long time ago. They don't come in anymore. Well, they're belugas, a white whale. They used to come in bunch at a time. Well, the killer whale was always out the 2 points way out there. Then the whale would come in. And we'd be at school when they get the first whale. But the school teacher would let all the school kids out and wherever the whale, where they towed the whale up on the beach. Guy that got the whale, he never mind us kids. We'd climb up on the whale, go to the flipper, and somebody would have a knife, we'd cut them off from the flipper. But he let us out. He never said, get off from that whale, or, you know, he'd leave us alone. So we'd eat our fill and then go back to school. So wintertime, it was mostly, school started then by fall. We'd be at home most of the time, wintertime. I guess that's why I looked forward to Christmas. Christmas was the one that really counted to me, because I'd look way ahead to having Christmas. Well, we celebrated Thanksgiving, of where everybody would cook at home and then they'd go down and gather all together at the school and eat all together there, which the reindeer herder, old man Siegfried Ayukungal, used to donate the reindeer and give each family some reindeer meat so they could cook and bring it down, so we could share with everybody. But everybody those days shared everything. The whole village would meet there and eat. We'd celebrate at home too, where nowadays my kids are all gone. If I don't go to them, they'll all come home and we'll all celebrate Thanksgiving together. I used to be all excited about Christmas coming, because that was a big day for us kids in school. The presents we used to get, well, we didn't get no, like, dolls and dishes, and some of our toys would be homemade. Our parents or uncles or whoever, they'd make toys out of wood or bones or whatever. Mostly bark wood, they'd make boats and planes and for the boys, and us girls, we'd have wooden dolls or something. When I was small, though, I used to even have a rock doll, just so it shaped like a baby. I loved dolls when I was small. The first doll I ever got was from the Red Cross, and it was only about 5 inches, almost 6 inches anyway. I used to make clothes for it, but that was the first doll, say, a white man doll I got. Yeah, I really loved that doll. We had all kinds of Eskimo games, and every New Year's, we'd play games every night from Christmas till New Year's. And it was mostly Eskimo sports, you know, like arm pulling, and they don't hardly ever play them Eskimo games anymore, at here anyway. I was small when the airplanes first started coming here. That was the only transportation we have, because we still have no roads to anywhere except right here in the village. Roads don't go anywhere. Cars here, but the only place they could go is up to the airport, which is on the hill. And they could drive up to the fish camp along the beach when it's low tide. We used to use boat. In wintertime, we used dog team. Yeah, I had my own dog team when I was young, but they took us everywhere, and they knew just where to go. My father got lost one time. He was out seal hunting, and he was coming home. And it got dark, and he didn't know where he was, but just let the dog have his way. But the dogs took him home. I really miss dog team. Well, it's a lot of work taking care of them, but it was worth it, though. Where nowadays they got snow machines where you can't depend on them too much. Well, they take you where you want to go real quick, but I think dogs were more dependable, because once you run out of gas with a snow machine or break down, then you're completely stuck. I used to drive the dogs, too. I'd go with my dad, either when he'd go haul wood or go get some ice for our water. When the four-wheelers first came, well, my husband was one of them that got one of the first ones to get one. It was a three-wheeler, not four wheels, but just three wheels. And he went out driving one time. Well, the kids were all excited about it, too. We were all watching my husband driving. And he went down this, was kind of a little slope. He tipped over, and we all laughed at him. Grown up like him, tipping over on a three-wheeler is just like riding on a tricycle. It would have been different if it was a motorbike where there's only two wheels, but this had three wheels. So we teased him about that for a long time, though. I was 19 when we got married, but my husband's from here too. So we've known each other all our lives. We have 8 kids all together and a bunch of grandkids. I lost him back in the 70s, so I've been alone, but I got my grandkids to think of and look forward to being with them. I was all excited whenever I'm going to have a baby, but I had most of my kids at home. My mother was a midwife here. I had only two in the hospital. But we have Altaid here now, which helped my mother with the rest of the kids. They used to be strict. The school teacher was strict. And the village council, they'd make sure the kids are home at 9. And they couldn't be out no later than 9, so my kids were always home about 9 or before. Compared to when I was growing up, we worked hard. Nowadays, these kids, though, most of them now, they think of ball game, basketball. They don't go out hunting like they used to, or like when I was growing up. Yeah, them kids would get a .22, or they'd go out hunting ptarmigan. Nowadays, the kids just want to play mostly basketball. When I grew up, the Covenant was already here. Yeah, I went to Sunday school there every Sunday. We'd have morning service, Sunday school morning service, and then in the evening, they'd have the evening service, and on Wednesdays, prayer meeting. And I enjoyed going to Sunday school. To dance here a long time ago, but when we got the missionaries up here, he said it was a sin to dance. But they're bringing it back now, where they're teaching it in our school now, Eskimo dancing, which I believe is just storytelling. It's not like they looked at it as sinning, but now we're always told that it's just telling a story, and you just move around motion. They have that festival down in Stevens, dance festival every spring. I went down twice chaperoning those kids. I enjoyed it because all these grade school kids, yeah, they're all from different villages. They'd go up and dance. I was always here. The biggest town I ever saw till when I got married was Nome. And then after I got married, then we had kids. Then I got on the school board and they sent me to Anchorage with the principal. Boy, Anchorage was, I never saw such a big, big town. Now I see different places like Seattle. I don't care for Anchorage. There's too many people. They're not friendly like in Nome. Well, you know, Nome is small compared to the other Fairbanks, Anchorage. Over there in Nome, you meet people, they'll say hi. In Anchorage, you meet somebody, you don't know them. In Nome, even if you don't know them, they'll say hello. I like Nome too. I mean, you know, people are friendly over there too. Sometimes I'd go over, stay with my husband till school starts, and I'd come back home. Then he'd stay over there till the job's over. Gullivan really changed from what it used to be. There's a lot of new houses now up the hill, and most of the old houses now, they're gone from here. Some of them burned down, and some of them the flood got them, those that lived in the back lagoon. We had a real bad storm here, and next thing we knew, that was my aunt was living back there. That water got them. They always did move out, though, when we know there's going to be real high water, because, you know, we got a lake, too, across there and here. Our airport is still there, but it used to be just full of water, and planes couldn't land here till the water go down. Then after they built that up there, it's a lot better. I live here, but I had to move out two falls. There was water all around my house. See, we get the water from the bay too, down close to the beach, and comes in, and it even broke the road out here, like a little river. I love Gullivan. Lived here all my life. Nice and quiet. I miss Gullivan whenever I go somewhere. Can't wait to come back home.
You've been listening to Elder Voices, a production of KNOM.